going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
John, the Pistons have evened up the series with the New York Knicks. Jalen Brunson, a huge story from game two. Nobody likes this guy. He is persona non grata. He is the most, would you say the most hated athlete for Detroiters right now?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he is... God, he's annoying. It's the way he plays. It's the look on his face. It's his hair. Like, it's everything about him. He's just got a punchable face.
He's a really good player.
There's no doubt.
He doesn't need to do all of the antics. And I know he's incentivized by the league to do so. He's not the first. He won't be the last. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, likely going to win the MVP. Does a lot of the same things. James Harden, MVP winner, did a lot of the same things. Really egregiously. LeBron, LaFlop, as people have called him. This is around the NBA for years. But this is our first taste dealing with it in a long time. These games matter. We have reason to really dive into this series. And we don't like what we see. Jalen Brunson is the most hated athlete in Detroit right now. Who's even on that list? 248-539-9797. We can throw the number out for people, but I'm curious because the Lions are winning now. Do we have any natural villains? The Tigers just made the playoffs and are going to be fighting again to make a deep run. Do we have any villains and most hated athletes in baseball? I won't even bring up hockey because we don't get to have those conversations, right? But for the other teams.
Well, so this is somewhat new for this generation of Detroit sports fans. And I say, or this iteration, that's probably the right thing, because there's a generation of fans who it was, you know, you go back to the Bad Boys and you look across the NBA and okay, Larry Bird could have been one of those guys, but there was respect for him.
Yep.
And I know that there's respect for Jalen Brunson, but because he's good, but there's this also a hatred for him. Because of how he plays. And it's the fact that if the Pistons weren't in the playoffs, we wouldn't be talking about this right now because we wouldn't have these moments. No. But we also wouldn't be in tune to how annoying he is. So you've got to have those moments. And the Lions, relatively new to the playoffs, even though it's been 2 years now, the Pistons obviously new within the last decade, 17 years since they've won a game. The Tigers... All right, it's been a long time, and last year, so you look at the Cleveland Indians, we talked about the rivalry and the fact that they are trading back and forth right now in first place. You're trying to figure out where are the rivalries, who are the hated individuals. It's been so long since our teams have been good that we're starting to generate hatred for other players.
So I think about the Lions, who winning it's been going on for a few years now. Mm-hmm. I don't hate Justin Jefferson. I mean, he's a thorn in our side. I don't hate Justin Jefferson. I think you respect him as one of the game's greats. I don't hate Jaden Daniels, who just kicked the Lions out of the playoffs. Right. I'm not happy about it, but I don't hate Jaden Daniels. I think with Brunson, what it is it's like the perfect storm. The Pistons' identity is defense, and it's getting after you a little bit. And Brunson is, don't touch me.
So yeah, he's a whiny little bee.
Yeah, so it's the perfect storm. It's a guy who's going to run in the face of everything you want to do and then go running and crying to the officials. So he's the perfect villain. Like for the Tigers, if we asked the casual fan, who hit the home run off Tarek Skubal in Game 5 last year? I don't know that they would tell you it's Lane Thomas.
Right.
I don't think it's Lane Thomas is one of the most hated athletes for the city of Detroit, because I don't think most people could tell you about Lane Thomas.
No, and then you think, okay, well, is it Tanner Bibee? Or is it Emmanuel Classe? And part of it could be Classe, but just because of, you got to say his name.
Well, and
right?
A closer is a perfect job somebody, to
yeah,
be.
But yeah, but then you go yard on him, and you're like, Carp
took him
like
deep.
Everybody else.
Yeah, they got him. Yeah. I mean, to me, that's a totally different story, maybe, if he closed the Tigers out in a three-game sweep.
It is, and we'll hate Jalen Brunson even more if the Knicks win this series. We don't think it's going to happen, but we would hate him even more. But after the Pistons win the series in six games, I think there's still going to be hatred for Jalen Brunson because of how he plays the game.
If you think we hate Jalen Brunson now, there will be at least one moment in this series that takes it to another level, especially with Tibbs complaining in the media about a call or lack thereof. It could happen to one of the next two home games. Could you imagine a situation where this guy holds up six fingers laying on the ground and he's pointing and knocking our guys out with cheap stuff? Mm-hmm. The crowd is going to go bonkers.
I anticipate this happening. Like, I think this is going to come to reality by Sunday. This series is actually going the way I thought it would. I thought it was going to be like this, and there would be, it's just going to be a grind and a war. I mean, on Ticket Text, we're getting some of who I think is number two, and it can only grow. Does you want to see if John can guess it?
Yeah, can you guess it? It has not come up yet.
It can only grow. I'm Caleb Williams.
No, but you're close, and it's cheating the question a little bit.
Well, Ben Johnson, but he's
not an athlete.
Right.
But so, multiple people.
If we want to include coaches, I mean, we could certainly do that.
We can. Matt in West Bloomfield says Ben Johnson. Jesse in a car says Ben Johnson. We get another one, Ben Johnson.
Yeah. Yeah. Benedict Johnson, as he was named yesterday. Yeah. There's a nickname for you.
See, they're not going away.
Mm-hmm.
Most hated? How things change. Most hated anybody playing quarterback for the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, but
I don't hate Love the way I hate Brunson.
Nah, it's hard to hate Love. Gotta love Love, right?
Love. A romantic, John Jansen. Jose Ramirez. What about Jose Ramirez, John? He's thorn in our side.
Well, he is, but there's a manner of respect because he's one of the very few that gave a hometown discount because he wanted to stay with his team. And so I've kind of got that respect for him. I don't know. I mean, yeah, he certainly could be.
Steven Kwan, frustrating.
Yeah.
Texter says, I hate Jose Ramirez. He kills the Tigers, and he cost me $25 on the two grand slam when I said he played for the Indians instead of the Guardians a couple years ago. Dave and Warren.
Yeah, that's a tough one. That's a technicality.
That's unfortunate. What else we got? 248-539-9797. We got some people going old school here. They don't like Claude Lemieux, Aaron Rodgers, Michael Jordan. We're talking current, though.
Well, yeah, and I mean, Aaron is one that I think almost every fan base, even the teams that he plays for now, don't like him. He's just a bizarre individual, and he doesn't win anymore.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Instacart is on a mission.
to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants. It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Steve Yzerman, the biggest villain in Detroit sports currently.
Ouch.
Ouch. I didn't say it. Hello.
Yes, you did.
Fine. I hate Caleb Williams already. Alex in a car. Look, this is only going to grow. This is maybe the fun of this conversation.
Right.
Is
now who are the future villains?
Yeah, well.
I mean, so if you're looking in that crystal ball,
yeah.
Who are the future villains?
It's teams that are going to get in the way. Like, if Halliburton was playing the Pistons right now, I think he'd be number one. If we got a seven-game series with the Pacers and he's yapping and hitting shots,
yeah,
I think Halliburton would be number one.
What would be interesting? Oh, sure, Halliburton, yeah. What would be interesting is because a lot of people will go to the quarterback. We already talked about Caleb Williams, and he's kind of he beats to his own drum, which, you know, people don't like things that are different, and, you know, you could be unique for a little while, but then it gets annoying. What will be interesting is what goes on with Minnesota.
The Vikings.
Because, okay, last year, all right, yeah, hey, 14-win teams, they match up, and the Lions win, right? So it's hard to sit there and say Justin Jefferson or Sam Darnold. Like, nobody hates Sam Darnold. Like, nobody really thought he was going to be that good of a quarterback anyway, and he'll probably return to who Sam Darnold was prior to the Vikings. But J.J. has a history here. Could J.J. eventually be a hated athlete in Detroit?
I mean, if he kicks us out of a home playoff game or prevents us from having a home playoff game,
you're going to develop a history with him.
Yeah, especially if he's here for a decade or there for a decade, but we got to deal with him for a decade. Yeah. If you're forecasting future villains. A couple more. Mike Valeni is the biggest villain in Detroit sports. Kyle in New Baltimore.
Yeah. That's probably one I don't think I can agree with. I don't know. No, yeah.
And guys, I swear we didn't do this topic to get this response, but back-to-back people saying, because he played us, turned us down, and left us high and dry.
Okay, be careful with that one, because if he opts out,
he could be a Detroit athlete next year.
Yeah, so slow your roll on that one.
Current villains in Detroit sports.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drive deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.